The end of course tests are the last tests the students take in those five subject areas, and those five areas are Algebra 1, end of course, English 1, English 2, Biology, and U.S. History. TEA says that those are the five courses and the five end-of-course tests that the students must pass. Now, they must pass all of their other courses as well, such as chemistry and physics and so on. But for these five end-of-course tests, if you don't pass as a freshman when you take it the first time, or a sophomore perhaps in some cases, if you don't pass, you retest, and you retest again until you do pass in order to graduate. However, in May of this year, just a few weeks ago, Senate Bill 149 was passed, and it requires that if a student hasn't mastered all five of the end-of-course tests, that a committee of the principal, the parents, the counselor, the teacher of record, and perhaps the department chair can meet and determine what alternative the student might have to allow him to graduate. And so our committees did meet because we had a total of 10 students who didn't meet the graduation requirements because they hadn't passed all the EOCs. However, they had passed all the courses for those class, you know, for those tests. And so they met and determined that the students would develop a portfolio or in some cases develop a project that would meet the needs and satisfy the requirements of Senate Bill 149.